Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in a discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Az-Zumar. Now, in this regard, there is just one narrative which is found in Salwi's Tafsir and is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The text reads, "Man qara Surah Az-Zumar lam yaqta'illahu rija'ahu wa ataahu sawab al-khaifin," which means a person who recites Surah Az-Zumar, the Almighty will not sever expectations and hope from him, and he shall grant him the reward of those who fear him. Now, this narrative is not reliable and cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we have no information on Abu Sulaiman and Muhammad ibn Matar, both of whom are found in its chain of narration. Also, we have a person by the name of Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And on the basis of these details, we cannot regard this narrative to be a reliable reflection of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have said. So we need to totally ignore it. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this is best done by having a deep and a living relationship with that surah, and that can best be achieved if we understand that surah, if we read it by a good translation, and if we reflect on its meanings. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.